Joining me now in the studio is Sandy Anderson from Pacific Coast Equine, a fairly new business, wouldn't you say, in town?
It's fairly new. I've been doing this now for, well, full-time for 2 years now. So it is on the newer side, but gaining some traction.
Well, tell me a little bit about what Pacific Coast Equine is and what you do.
So Pacific Coast Equine is an instructional-based riding school. When I say riding school, I mean riding horses and learning all about them. So it's not just about that riding or ridden component. We do the whole package of horsemanship, so from the ground up.
What that does different is it allows the student to become more than just a rider, right?
That's correct. It allows them the opportunity to really understand what it takes to become a horse owner or a horse person, and, you know, everything from cleaning feet to cleaning water buckets to learning how to be safe on the ground. I have a saying that the horse you lead is the horse you ride. So if you don't have good ground skills with the horse, it's not going to be any different in the saddle.
Yeah. So a lot of people probably think they can just put a saddle on, climb on the horse and go for a ride. And I guess in some areas that's a true saying, but in order to fully experience what's going on, there's a little bit more involved.
That's true. So I think there is a place for that one time experience. You know, there are certainly beach rides and things like that offer you that experience of getting on a horse and walking or trotting forward and coming back, you know, doing it safely, things like that. This situation, what I provide is that full package, as you just said. It's learning all about how to take care of the horse, what goes into asking a horse to walk forward. How do we really do that? And how do we really do that successfully?
Talk a little bit about how a horse and a rider can bond over time.
Sure. So that's actually a really good question. So I think when we talk about communication with the horse, that goes a long way to creating that bond. And when you keep the horse in mind, when you ask that horse for something, we're really looking for connection and communication. And so instead of just being the boss of the horse, and I put my fingers up in air quotes there, we're actually asking the horse to come along with us. We're not just hauling that horse around with a rein. We're not just pulling back on the reins to get that horse to stop. We're really thinking through what are our aids and our cues to allow that horse to even know before we ask our intentions are.
In some ways, does it become, obviously becomes a partnership, but does it also become a friendship in some cases?
Oh, absolutely. I can speak for myself. You know, I have four lesson horses in my program, and each one of those horses and I have a different relationship and a different friendship and a different way of communicating with each other. Because just like humans, you know, horses are individuals. And so I approach those horses differently, and I have a huge affection for each one of them. And I do consider them not only my friends, but my coworkers. So it's interesting, you know, to watch our relationships change, meaning my relationships with the horses and my horses that I use in my program. And so, yes, it does become truly a friendship.
I was out there last week to speak with you, and I believe the horse's name is Rope.
Yes.
Rope has an interesting kind of thing that he does while he's kind of waiting.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about the different personalities that show up in horses.
So Rope, probably one of the hands-down favorites of my students in terms of the horses. He's definitely the comic of the group. He really, I believe he has a true affection for, to put it in human terms, I don't know what it would be in horse terms, but to put it in human terms, he has a huge affection for the kids, especially the littles that comes. I think he takes his job very seriously with them. He does have a work ethic. And so when he's waiting for his time to go to work, he's very much, let's just get this done. let's just go to work. Because he has that moment while he's waiting, while he's tied up, where he's a little bit antsy, can be a little bit, okay, can we just do this now?
That's kind of the word I was actually thinking, antsy. He seemed a little antsy, like, let's get going.
Yeah.
You know, I'm ready to do something.
Yeah, and he also picks up on energy, too. Well, they all do, but he's very sensitive. Rope, in particular, can really pick up on, for example, my energy. Maybe I was just a tiny bit nervous when we met last week. And so he was picking up on that. On that energy, or excited, you know, whatever it might be, he picks up on that energy.
Talk a little bit about the going through the training for someone who is, you know, wanting to learn more. You have a sort of a set program that you do. Talk a little bit about
that. Yeah. So my curriculum, I'm a curriculum-based lesson program. And so when you come in, you will start, and it's based on levels. So you start at level one, depending on your age. If you're littles, I have my Rainbow Rider program. So they go through that program and then you just progress through the levels. So it's curriculum based. It's goal oriented. And when you come into the program, you learn the six pillars of what I really teach from. And those pillars are number one is relaxation. Number two is balance. Number three is following the movement of the horse. Number four is application of your aids. Number five is coordination of your aids. And then number six is influence. So not only influence of the horse, but influence of ourself. So we follow that. And what's great about the pillars is it gives me the opportunity and the student as well, you know, if we're working on something in particular, let's say it's a lope departure and we're having trouble getting that horse to pick up that lope. And we can go back and go, okay, where are we missing it just a little bit? Do we need to go back all the way back to pillar number one and talk about relaxation in this particular gait? The gait is the way the horse moves. You know, is it balance? Because at the lope, it feels different than a walk or a trot. So it feels a lot different and it's faster, right? Mm-hmm. So we may need to go back all the way back to pillar number one. So it's a very dynamic set of pillars in that we can always use it to gauge where we are at any given moment.
It's really funny because I was, you know, my least favorite trot on a horse as a lope. I mean, I just never really felt comfortable to that. That might be something that I could learn from.
Absolutely.
As well, because it just always felt, I didn't feel at ease on the horse mm-hmm. with that. And you have to feel at ease when you're on an animal of that size.
Yes, yes. And the way horses move, you know, they have to gather and collect themselves in a certain way to transition from the walk to the trot to the lope. And so if we have a good understanding of how those horses are moving their bodies, it's going to help us a whole lot in preparing our own bodies for that change in rhythm and movement.
Because you have to work in unison with the horse.
That's correct.
You can't be doing your own thing when the horse is doing his thing or her thing.
No, you have to be completely focused. And I think that's a beautiful thing about horses and my program in particular. I spend a lot of time on rhythm and focus. Kids learn how to count strides. They learn how to, while they're on the horse, they learn how to go, okay, which leg is up right now? If you are trotting, which two legs are up and which two legs are down? And so we spend a lot of time working on that rhythm so that they understand where the horse is at all times in the transition of their gaits.
Now, I'm going to ask this question because I think it's important that I want you to talk about or tell me the benefits of this program, even if you're not considering becoming a horse owner at some time, because I think of all my memories of the past, and although I don't own a horse now, I think of all the benefits that being around horses and working with horses gave me.
Thank you for asking that, because I think there are some, I don't want to say misconceptions, but there's some ideas out there that if you are going to take horse riding lessons, you need to be somehow in that lifestyle or intending to purchase a horse at some point in your life. And I don't necessarily agree with that. I think, like you just said, the benefits of being in a program, in a horsemanship program, I mean, we talk about focus. We talk about managing our emotions. We talk frustration is a big topic in yes. my daily teaching. And so, because sometimes we walk into an arena and we feel like we should be able to just get on this animal and have them do everything that we ask them to do. Mm-hmm. If you had a bad day and you walk into the arena with a chip on your shoulder, that horse will pick up on that energy and may be a little bit resistant to some things that you're asking just because of the energy that you bring to the situation.
And the interesting thing about that is those are lessons that you can then turn around and use in life with people.
Yeah. Yeah. So very interesting story. I was in a lesson with a young gentleman and we were talking about groundwork and we were doing some grooming and he got in a situation where he was up against the fence in between the horse and I gently, you know, talked him out of that situation. Then we talked about, you know, you always need to have an exit plan. No matter where you are, you need to always have some sort of exit plan just to keep yourself safe. And so I was mentioning that to his mom and she was like, that is probably one of the best life lessons I've ever heard. And so, you know, and that's just one example. There's so many different things that the students benefit from just in terms of life itself, you know, that they learn in the arena, but they can apply to life, whether that's getting their homework done on a timely basis for school, whether that's managing their time so that they, you know, can enjoy some things without obligations kind of hanging over their heads, you know, things like that. So
now you've got some horse camps coming up.
I do.
Talk a little bit about those.
So I have a beginner horse camp. So if you have a child that has never been around horses it's called Wild About Horses. And it is truly a beginner horse camp. We will start with groundwork and grooming. We are going to talk about safety. Safety is a huge component of my program overall. In fact, the first level focuses on safety. So that's a really huge component, is just understanding those safety zones and understanding how horses communicate, what that horse is telling you right in this moment. And so we focus on that. And then we move into some games and some crafts and some ride time. It's a 3-day camp. And so every day those kids will get to ride. And it kind of builds, each day builds on each other. And so by the end of the camp, if the student wants to, they can certainly ride by themselves. I have good volunteers that help. And so again, safety, utmost important. We make sure that everybody is safe, even if they are riding on their own. And so it's really fun. It's a lot of fun. That camp is July 18th through the 20th.
And you still have some spots right now?
I do still have a few spots open. Registration will be closing on the 10th, but I do have spots available. So I highly encourage, if you're looking for a really great opportunity for your child to do something fun this summer, I think that's a really interesting and kind of out-of-the-box experience for them.
Now, you also do individual classes for all ages?
I do.
Is that correct?
Yeah. So all of my lessons are private. I don't do any group riding lessons right now. That may be a goal in the future, but right now all of my lessons are private. So if you join the Pacific Coast Equine program, you will get 1 hour of riding lessons every week. So 4 lessons a month. And then with that, you also receive access to what we call barn hours. And so once a week on Saturday mornings, everybody comes to the place and we do all sorts of things like cleaning stalls, cleaning water buckets. It's the horsemanship side of things. It's the husbandry side of things, the maintenance side of things that people don't always consider you know, that goes into owning a horse.
And that's especially, well, it's important for everybody. It's especially important if you think you might want to own a horse.
That's correct.
Someday.
That's correct. And it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun because you get, because I do the private lessons, the private ridden lessons, this offers everybody in the program a chance to get together once a week and have fun and do some outdoor physical components of, you know, horsemanship.
Yeah. So a little exercise.
A little exercise.
Now, so, what about adults? You do this coffee.
Yeah. So thing. I have coffee and horses. That's a fun thing that I do about once a quarter. So about every 3 months. I have one coming up on August 10th. We get together for about 3 hours. It's a non-mounted event. So, so this is all groundwork. And it gives people the opportunity to come in, spend time with the horses. And I really let people develop that experience for themselves. Whatever they want that experience to look like is, I want them to have that experience. Is it structured around grooming, groundwork, walking through a in-hand trail course? Yes. But I really give adults the ability to manage that experience for themselves.
Very nice.
And then Coffee Stain Creations comes in, our local coffee roaster here in town. Christy comes in and she does an amazing coffee bar. And so we get to know each other and spend some time with the horses. It's a fun morning. It's a really fun morning.
How can parents or adults that want to do this for that get in touch with you?
So there are a few different ways. Of course, by phone is always a great way. You can either text me or call me. The number would be 541-999-8449. Email, another great option. That is PacificCoastEquine@gmail.com. Or you can go to my website. My website has a lot of good information about the program. And there's also, if you decide right there that you just want to shoot me a question or, you know, get in touch with me, there is a form that you can fill out. I get that email and I respond to you. So the website is www.PacificCoastEquine.org.
Sandy Anderson, thank you so much for stopping in today.
Thank you. I appreciate the time.
Coming up in Hour 3, yes, I said it, Hour 3, the extended edition of the July Our Town. We have folks from the Festival of Books and Rachel Pearson from FACE.